This passage from St. Matthew is a very important passage, and taken in context, we see that it has that meaning on the surface, but it also has a much deeper meaning, for it begins by revealing the mystery of the Lord's resurrection, that he would go to Jerusalem one day, suffer and die for our sins, and on the third day rise again. And ultimately, he is telling St. Peter that he does not have to pay the price for our redemption, but that he does so out of pure love. And so he will be willing to redeem mankind, that is, offer his sacred humanity and pay the price for our sins when that proper time was appointed. And also the Lord is pointing out that we too must be willing to make that sacrifice, for ultimately if the subjects are not required to pay the taxes, they may do so insofar as it is not so unjust that it causes them not to be able to even provide for the necessities of life. And it is indeed to that that our Lord instructs St. Peter to gain the temple tax, one of the primary sustenances of the people of that time were the fish of the sea. And so our Lord is showing that he is Lord of both the earth and the sea and of all things, and that ultimately he would pay that greatest of all prices by which mankind would be redeemed. More precious than gold, more precious than silver, more precious than all that he has created, he would one day give his life up in reparation for our sins. And so let us strive always and everywhere to remember this mystery as we live our lives out. And ultimately, our Lord, by this incident in Holy Scripture, wishes to show, especially those in authority, that he did not come in order to put them out of business, but rather that he may sanctify them because he created the societies of this world, scattered at Babylon in order to be regained under the influence of the church until the end of time. And so it was not to the kings and the leaders of this world that our Lord came in order to put them out of business, but rather, after offering his life in redemption of our sins, that they too may accept this mystery so that they can forge just and sane societies. And ultimately, in order for a society to remain just and to remain sane, it must be established on a sound principle. That principle is for the good of the family, and there is no greater good of the family than the sacrifice of Christ. And so the primary obligation of all those who wish who aspire to authority, the primary obligation is to see that a family may participate in that which is most beneficial to them, and that is the holy sacrifice of the Mass. Indeed, it has been pointed out by a Father Dennis Fahey that the primary purpose God has established societies is in order that they may be organized in a manner in which if a man chooses to take his family to the holy sacrifice of the Mass each and every day of our life, he may do so without any reparation and without any cost, because it is the greatest thing that we can do in this world, participate worthily in the holy sacrifice of the Mass, that is, the sacrifice of Christ, the tax that he would pay for our sins. And so let us strive always to remember this in our prayers, for we need not look very far in our modern society to see how much the influence of Christ has waned, and yet we are called to strive to reestablish that in a manner in which Christ can truly be said to reign over the hearts and the minds and the society of men. And so let us strive always and everywhere to remember that he died for each and every one of us individually and for the human society as a whole. And so the redemption paid for our sins, that is, the blood of Christ, is intended to be applied to all human endeavors, that is, to sanctify that which can be sanctified, and to eliminate from human society and the human family that which cannot be sanctified, all those influences and all those things that lead us down the primrose path of sin and ultimately of hell, to replace to be replaced rather by those things which redound to the greater glory of God, the sanctification of the family in this life, and ultimately the gaining of eternal life with God for all eternity in heaven.
Christus.